It's time for the last game, which is Dungeon Drawler. I wonder if there's a language barrier. I don't think so. But it is J-U-N-G-E-O-N J-R-A-W-L-E-R. So I guess that's the way it's pronounced. This is by AESC or ESC. I don't know how you pronounce that. But this is a web game. I got to play it in my web browser. So originally I wasn't going to do this one because it doesn't always load for me. But we're going to give it a shot. We're going to check it out, see how it goes. So I assume it's a dungeon, or in this case, a junction. Maybe it's a play on words that I'm missing. It could be a language thing. I don't know. Here we go, though. Let's give it a shot.
In this game, you must press keys in the direction enemies are attacking from to defeat them. Press the down arrow to begin.
Okay. So here we go. I pressed down arrow.
A menacing skeleton is right in front of you.
Oh, God. I hit him. What?
A menacing skeleton is right in front of you.
It's not
working. Glad I'm not
them. Oh, I got him.
A menacing skeleton approaches from the left. Glad I'm not them.
Oh, it's like Bop It.
A menacing skeleton surprise attacks from behind.
Oh.
Glad I'm not them. A ravenous zombie attacks from the right. Nice shot.
All right.
A menacing skeleton surprise attacks from behind. Nice shot. A hungry orc approaches from the left. Enemy eliminated. A corrupted knight attacks from the right. Enemy eliminated.
Okay.
A corrupted knight approaches from the left. Nice shot. A hungry orc attacks from the right. Enemy eliminated. A corrupted knight approaches from the left.
Does this end?
I'm not them. A hungry orc surprise attacks from behind.
Oh god.
Enemy eliminated.
Got him.
A menacing skeleton is right in front of you. Glad I'm not them.
Ooh, got him.
A hungry orc is right in front of you. Glad I'm not them.
So,
a corrupted knight attacks from the right.
Don't know if this ends or not.
Yeah, beat him up.
Yeah.
A ravenous zombie is right in front of you. Enemy eliminated. A corrupted knight approaches from the left. Nice shot. A hungry orc surprise attacks from behind.
So it's like Bop It.
Enemy eliminated.
It really is. It's
a
like you just you got to think about
from the left.
Where they're coming from.
Enemy eliminated. A corrupted knight is right in front of you. Nice shot. A hungry orc attacks.
Now
from
can
the
I
right.
lose the game? Let's see. I love that sound when you get hit.
A ravenous zombie.
All right,
surprise attacks from behind.
Let's see if I can.
A menacing skeleton attacks
think,
from the right.
So I think it just keeps going.
A corrupted knight attacks from the right. Enemy eliminated.
All right. So that is Dungeon Drawler. Now, it has a lot of interesting things going for it, actually, believe it or not. I like the fact that it's a web game. I like that you can play it in a browser, which means I could play it cross-platform. I like the concept of, you know, a good starting point for any developer is doing arrow mastery stuff where, you know, you're told, okay, something on the left is over here, something on the right's over here, tap the corresponding arrow key. I'd love to see all the voice prompts replaced with sounds and maybe a little atmosphere and stuff, but it is kind of cool. It's a never-ending game. So again, you know, like I tell, you know, like I've said to you guys in the past, in past videos, a lot of these guys, A, have never made a game before. So in that case, that's the first game this guy ever made. He even says it right in the description. The second thing is you only have a week or two to develop them. So in a lot of cases, you're really charting territory you've never touched before. So not bad for first attempt. I'd actually like to see more from this guy. I actually find it kind of humorous in a weird way, and I can't really explain why, but there's something about the guy, the voice, having it tell you, oh, you killed a zombie and you know, stuff. I don't know. It made me chuckle the first time I played it. This is a game I actually helped test. So it's not my first time playing it. Sorry, I'll throw that out there right now and tell you guys that. But I like it. It's not bad. So those are all the games. We're done for this year. Now, there is an audio game jam, the original. Now, the question is, should I do those? I'm going to leave that up to you guys. I want you to comment in the video here and tell me. Also, don't forget there is a Patreon, which I'd love to see people on if you can. If not, that's okay. If you can't, though, please share the channel. Share Patreon. Share everything. Let people know it's out here. And hopefully we can get this rolling and really make something big. You know, the cool thing is we've broken 1,000 followers on YouTube. My Twitch is really starting to blow up in a big way. And so we want to keep that going. So don't forget that I am always streaming live on Twitch. I've always got stuff going on. But for now, we're done with Audio Game Jam 2. Unless something comes up where I can play one of the other three games, we are done. So thank you guys for for following me through this journey. Welcoming me. I don't know. I'm not good with words. If you guys ever noticed that, I am not good with words. I have a mush mouth a lot of the time. But thank you guys for being here. It's been a lot of fun, and I hope that there is an Audio Game Jam 3 next year, because I want more games to play. We can do one if you guys want, but let me know. Anyways, for now, I am out of here. Thank you for watching and or listening.